From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Polls remain open across France in an election that is one of the closest watched in decades, with 11 candidates ranging from the extreme right to the extreme left vying for the French presidency. Tight security is in place following a terrorist attack in Paris just days before the poll. Some voting took place here in the United States, where New York. French citizens cast ballots at the embassy.
We have a lot of options, so you have to process, like, it was my kind of thinking. Like, I had to think who I don't want to vote for and who I want. And then at one point I decided, okay, it's going to be this candidate.
And this is the first election to be held under a state of emergency called after the 2015 Paris attacks. And observers say last week's shooting could bring out many voters who had otherwise planned to abstain. An American aircraft carrier headed towards the Korean Peninsula has been joined by two Japanese destroyers. The vessels of the two countries began joint exercises Sunday in the Western Pacific. The USS Carl Vinson Carrier Strike Group, which includes a guided missile cruiser and a guided missile destroyer, was diverted from its trip to Australia by U.S. President Donald Trump as tensions rise in the Korean Peninsula over North Korea's ballistic missile and nuclear test. North Korea has detained another U.S. citizen. The Korean-American man was arrested Friday at Pyongyang International Airport as he was preparing to leave the country. Identified only by his surname Kim, the man was reported to have been discussing relief activities in North Korea for about a month. His arrest brings the number of Americans detained by North Korea to 3. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani has declared a national day of mourning after scores of soldiers were killed by Taliban fighters. The attackers, disguised as fellow soldiers, got to a military base just as soldiers were finishing up afternoon prayers. It is being described as the deadliest attack of its kind on an Afghan military base since 2001. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is in Djibouti, the tiny East African nation that's home to the United States' only military base on the continent. Mattis arrived Sunday before visiting the president and minister of defense. Officials say the camp is one of the most strategically important areas for the United States military due to its geographic location. The base is critical for U.S. exercises and operations on the continent, and U.S. Special Forces use the facility to conduct counterterrorism operations against al-Shabaab in neighboring Somalia, according to officials. 9 Somali soldiers were killed and 5 others were injured after a massive roadside explosion targeted their vehicle. The explosion occurred mid-morning Sunday during a routine operation by the Puntland Security Forces. A spokesman told VOA Somali that the vehicle was transporting 17 soldiers when it was hit by the improvised explosive device. The site of the blast is about 57 kilometers southwest of a port town. The UN Refugee Agency reports that more than 11,000 Congolese have fled to neighboring Angola, seeking refuge from an upsurge in violence between rebels and government forces in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Lisa Schlein reports from the headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports more than 1 million people have been displaced within the DRC since mid-August when conflict erupted in Kasai province. UNHCR spokesman Baba Baloch says more than 9,000 people have fled to Angola this month. All the refugees, he says, arrive in Angola in desperate condition.
The situation among arriving refugee children is dire, as around half of the arriving refugee population are children. Many of them are arriving malnourished and sick, suffering from diarrhea, fever, and malaria. 2 children are reported to have already died from severe malnutrition inside Angola.
Baloch says some parents reportedly have sent their children to Angola, fearing they would be recruited as child soldiers by the militias in Kasai. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And finally, Erin Moran, the former child star who played Joni Cunningham in the sitcoms Happy Days and Joni Loves Chachi, died Saturday at the age of 56. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.